Welcome to the first episode of the High Mesa Mystic Show. This is Roger coming to you from Taos, New Mexico. In today's episode, I'll be sharing more about the vision and intentions right here in the beginning as we get this show going. I'll talk more about what this podcast is about, what types of conversations I'm looking forward to having with guests, themes and topics you can expect to hear in many of our discussions, and what kinds of guests I'll be inviting to join us here as we come together to share stories of transformation while navigating times of great change. Hello, my name is Roger, and this is likely to be the first episode of the High Mesa Mystic Podcast. I say likely because this is all new to me, and I'm just getting started, and I figure the best way to do it is just to start doing it, because otherwise I'm going to get very, very caught up in trying to make things perfect and editing and all of that crazy stuff. And the goal for this podcast is to really focus more on uncensored, honest conversations and keep it all moving, keep the flow going. So the question I wanted to start off with, I wanted to answer first is, so what's this podcast about? A very reasonable question. For now, I hope this evolves and we see where it goes. You know, a lot of it will depend on the conversations themselves and the guests and the world, where the world is going, where our individual lives and where our collective lives are going. But it's starting off to be the goal, the intention, my hope, what I'm looking forward to is really to have honest one-to-one conversations with people about the human experience during times of great change. I believe, you know, it's probably a good idea to start this out very broadly in a sense and look at individual life changes, times in our lives that we go through great personal transformation, change. And I think that's good to include that because that's what prepares us a lot of times for going through bigger changes in our families, our communities, at work. And the question that I'm looking forward to talking with people about is how do they see the changes that we're going through at a much deeper and more kind of collective level? You could think in terms of some will see it, some do see it, right, as being all a... Maybe some see it artificially as being constructed or engineered, you know, by the World Economic Forum or those types of entities, the Great Reset that has been promoted and marketed to us. And of course, there are other cycles and other great changes that we go through as a species throughout history. Some believe we're moving in, you know, to the time of great destruction that will be followed by the golden era, a time of, you know, new enlightenment and those kinds of things. Some people believe that we're going through a time of ascension and that some of us or many of us will elevate, enlighten ourselves and be living in a new dimension, like literally a new dimension of existence. Others see this as a move into the transhumanism, which is more or less aligned with or overlapping with a lot of the Great Reset types of thoughts. But those aren't obviously the only ways to look at this. I think it'll be fascinating and interesting to have that conversation. Some people, I know people personally, who think there's really nothing new under the sun, that nothing really all that deep or pervasive is really happening. Like there is no real change. It's just something that some have, it's how some see the world, you know? So I'm not coming into this saying that I have a perspective. I have my own opinion, my own sense of things, and have had that sense for a while. And I'm happy to share that over the course of time. But the goal of this podcast isn't to tell people, here's how you should see this change, or you even need to see it as a great change. I'm much more interested in having the conversation with the people about their experiences, the experiences that we're all having, either during this kind of broader change that our society and perhaps our planet is going through. And in lieu of that, or in addition to that, I guess is a better way to put it, what are our human experiences that we have, and how do we manage it? How do we navigate it? How do we go through any time of change in our lives, deep personal change, transformation, the times in our own lives when we've gone through a personal awakening, where we realize that the way we've seen the world, the way we have believed things to be, really isn't the case. And we have to go through this. Sometimes people refer to it as a dark night of the soul, right? This journey of exploration and digging deep into ourselves to find out who we really are. I love having these conversations. I love learning from others, how they see things, how they navigate, how they explore, and where they started, where they end up on the other side of that. My own opinion is that that's an unending cycle, or an unending evolution of the soul. That whatever we may be going through now in this time and place, I believe my experience, my feeling is that our souls have gone through this kind of transformation endless times before. If I don't even know if the word before makes sense at a soul level, but I'll leave it at that. So that's really, if I had to say, like, what's this podcast? What do I want this podcast to be about? I would love it to be about that, having those conversations, I don't want the focus to be anyone really feeling like anyone here is telling people what to believe. It's more about observing the role of belief, the act of belief, how we believe things that turn out not to be true, and how we overturn those beliefs, how we grow through those and grow beyond those beliefs, how we really, what I really love to explore is, how do we create space? How do we unbelieve in certain areas of our lives so that we can create space to focus on the things that really matter and hone in on the things that we do believe and understand that at a deeper level? And all of this, the recurring themes that I would love to talk about as we explore that primary discussion are the theme of how we heal ourselves and others. I would like to talk about the role of creativity and how we leverage and work with inner and outer guidance. So to kind of step through those one by one, how we heal ourselves and others is a hugely important topic. I think perhaps in this cycle, in this change, it may be more primary than in other cycles or other great changes that we've gone through, depending on how you look at it, of course, and what your experience, what your belief is. You know, it could be argued that there's a very deep undercurrent that's coming to the surface, that we're going to be able to acknowledge more collectively together and talk about this more out in the open, how our health systems and our medical systems and what we think of as healthcare, how so many of these aspects of our lives aren't what they seem and haven't been for a long time. Of course, the last couple of years has been pretty dramatic in this way. And again, like, so many people are having very, very different experiences with this. So I'm totally open to having those conversations and have those in an uncensored, honest way. There's so much that I'll come across or listen to online or wherever, where everything has to be censored and edited, self-edited. It's so dangerous to me to see so many people have to go through this self-editing process where they're changing the words they use to describe things so that they don't get censored and blocked and deplatformed and all of those things. And I understand that, and that's a realistic, reasonable concern. But to whatever degree possible, I would love for myself and my guests to be able to have the conversation about our human experience with these things. So it isn't so much about, hey, let's get on here and tell people what they should believe, or try to, you know, be overly prescriptive or construct. Like, we don't have to explain everything. We don't have to understand everything. We can share our experiences with these things, because my gut tells me that many, many, many of us are having similar experiences, but it's hard to know and it's hard to share those conversations in an environment where so many things are being censored and manipulated and changed and those sorts of things. So the conversation about maybe for some of us, we're redefining what it means to be healthy, where we are revisiting the whole concept of healthcare. Who do we want to work with going forward? How do we work with our own health? How do we help others who are open to that kind of thing? And to me, I really wonder and sense that we may be moving into a time of a far greater degree of us all as individuals being more responsible and more accountable for our own choices, our own health, our own wellness, because as with so many other institutions in our world and so many other forms of authority, there's a lot of breakdown, you know, in all directions. And I think the important conversation to have is, what's going to replace that? I remember years and years ago talking with clients about, you know, who are very anti-patriarchy, you know, down with the patriarchy, that kind of thing, which I get that. I understand that. I tend to be a little anti-authoritarian myself, and a lot of the authoritarian systems are very, you know, patriarchal. The question that I would ask, though, is how ready are you to live in a world where so many of these structures and things that have been so well understood and known, or they've given so much structure to so many people's lives, are you ready? I understand why you want it, why you want to live in a world like that. But have you thought about what that world is going to be like? Are you ready to live in that world? And so, of course, this applies in so many dimensions of our lives, finances and work and how, and just a lot of the physical things. And one of those dimensions is our health and our wellness. So I look forward to having those conversations. A key part, these are all obviously overlapping and related. Another key aspect or part of this conversation about how we navigate great change is around the topic of creativity. What are we in our own individual lives and in our work with others? What are we trying to create through this time? Or are we even trying to create? Some people are going to be far more focused on maybe other things. But deep down, I feel that being creative is a core essential part of the human experience. It's creating health, creating wellness is where there's overlap from what we just talked about. But also creating new businesses, creating new ways of making money, creating new ways of sharing information. And of course, I love talking with artists who are embodying and manifesting the more traditional way we think of creativity. Painters, musicians, people that are into theater. And even in those conversations, I love talking about what's changing for them. How is it different now, maybe than a few years ago or even farther back? And what are we doing with it? How are we using our creative abilities, our divine spark? How are we reshaping things? And a part of that conversation, to me, it's always important to touch upon the topic of creative destruction. What do we need to deconstruct? What do we need to take apart and get rid of? What do we need to deprogram ourselves from in order to create the space that we need to, you know, like if you're going to grow a garden, or, you know, the farmer, the person that you need to prepare the land. And a lot of times that's churning up that soil and getting rid of root structures that don't belong there and getting rid of weeds. So how are we going to deprogram, deconstruct, destroy our own attachment to and belief in things that no longer serve the purpose for which they were created? It's an important part of this conversation, because how else can we really move forward, you know, unless, this is what we've been doing for a long time. We've been trying to move forward, dragging behind us a lot of dead weight, a lot of things that no longer have life in them. And so, of course, you know, in my work and in how I approach everything, it's really about looking for where is the life energy? Where are we energized? Where are systems and things that we build? Like, where's the energy? Where's the flow? How are things growing and developing? Is it in alignment with, you know, the broader flow of life energy that we're all in and part of? So that'll be a key kind of element that we talk about, hopefully, in most conversations. And the third is this, the way that we, so as we're doing these first two, right, healing ourselves, focusing on health, helping others with their journey of healing, and all of that, which is part of the creativity aspect, how are we leveraging our own inner guidance and also outer guidance? How do we get clear about our path? How are we getting the best information possible for this work? So this is, again, a bit broad, but it'll be talking about who are we working with and what are we working with? What types of information, what types of intelligence? There are going to be people who are very excited about, for example, artificial intelligence. I'm not as excited or energized or optimistic about that aspect, but it's an example of, it's literally an example of non-human intelligence. Of course, I think we should be very observant of the word artificial, and we'll talk a lot more about that aspect of it. But far more broadly or more interestingly to me, it'll be great to have the conversation about how people are working with their, well, we'll maybe just start off by calling spirit guides, your intuition, your higher self, God. Some people feel they're having conversations with God or with angels. And beyond that, there are people who have had truly remarkable experiences with what you might think of as being called extraterrestrials or aliens. Those words don't often resonate well with me, but for some they do. And I think without having to always upfront differentiate between these two, between all of these different forms of non-human of interactions with non-human beings, non-human intelligence. Some of these non-human intelligence is embodied. Sometimes it's disembodied or coming from other dimensions. And sometimes we think we know who and what these things are. And sometimes we don't. We're getting energy or information or downloads. These are things that I myself I wasn't that comfortable talking openly about it. Not that long ago. Most people in my own circle, my immediate circle, many weren't themselves comfortable hearing about it, let alone talking about it. And what I have found is, and specifically through a group that I've been part of, a group called Exoconscious Humans or Exoconsciousness, it's been a phenomenal experience to, again, just set aside the time to have the conversation, to talk out loud about my own experiences, which go back, way back into very early in my life, and most likely are related to things in past lives. In fact, I had an entire past life regression session that surfaced one of these lifetimes where I wasn't human at all, which I didn't expect. I didn't go into that session wanting that, looking for that. I wouldn't say I consciously invited that, but it happened. And what I love is having these conversations where this stuff can come out in the open. We can talk about it. In my own experience, once you start being able to talk about it, allowing yourself, giving yourself permission, next thing you know, more information is rising to the surface and dots are being connected. And it's a beautiful experience to have these conversations with others who either have had similar experiences or at a minimum, just somehow seem to accept or understand it. And again, we're not, my perspective on this is I'm not coming forward demanding or even asking other people to believe my interpretation of these experiences. But I do believe it's good for us to accept that we're many of us, many, many, many people are having these kinds of experiences. And I personally believe that there's a lot of value in hearing these stories and hearing these experiences, because I tend to feel that there are seeds of important themes, concepts. I believe that when we're working with some of these other beings, that they are trying to plant seeds and help us grow and develop. And, you know, in addition to that, I also, myself, I personally believe there are forms of non-human intelligence and other, you know, types of beings who don't have our best interests at heart. And again, how can we grow and learn and develop ourselves and protect ourselves if we can't have these conversations with one another? So we won't shy away from talking about those things too, because it's important from my perspective. And I think if so far, you know, just kind of looking back over what we've talked about to this point, there's so much opportunity here to uncover and explore and evolve and grow and develop. That seems to be a very key part of all of this. And I felt called to jump into this world of podcasting and recording and talking, because it seems to be a time where this is going to help us more than distract us. As things, again, from my perspective, continue to fall apart more and more, we're going to be looking for like-minded people. We're going to be open to people who have had experiences like the experiences that we ourselves have had, so that we can share those things. Telling stories, listening to stories is so core and essential to the human experience. This is how we have come to be and evolve and grow and develop in this world. So it's exciting to participate in that. Other topics that we'll probably revisit often in this podcast are, again, change and transformation across the board. How are we changing inside our own selves, within our own lives, in our careers, in our relationships? How are our families and communities shifting and changing? It's not always a fun topic for people. There can be a lot of pain and grief associated with some of this change, but it's happening all over the place. There was a lot of it that really became more apparent during the pandemic and everything that followed. But again, I think there are probably deeper patterns and channels of things that were already in motion. And so the past couple of years has highlighted it, or shone a light on those things. But we'll be talking about all kinds of change and transformation, how our beliefs, how we see ourselves in the world, how our sense of identity is changing and shifting through these times. We'll be talking about all kinds of new paradigms. I love learning how different people see the world. What do they want to create? How are they, specifically, like if someone has a vision, you know, I've had visions of an entirely different kind of healthcare system. I don't even want to call it healthcare because it's so different from the system we find ourselves dealing with. And so the question I have is, how can I help bring that vision into this world? What can I do? What's my role in that? And that's the kind of conversation that I really look forward to having with other people. You know, people that have a different vision for money and bartering and creating physical things in the world, or growing food, sharing housing and food, and just helping people thrive in a new time, a new paradigm, and getting down to the practicalities of that. And what are we doing day in and day out? What are the small steps? What are the big leaps of faith? What are we doing? Not just what are we thinking, and stories are fantastic and I love them, but in this podcast, we'll come back time and time again to grounded, practical things. What are the steps? What steps are you taking? And if people are interested and curious, what concrete actionable things can they be doing to, you know, jump in or participate from their own angle? We'll be talking about coherence and integrity, which are, you know, broad terms to describe what I look at as really, how do we stay sane, grounded, and productive when everything might be shifting around us, given the day of the week and what's going on in the world? How do we not get lost in the noise and the chaos? And how do we stay grounded, you know, in the physical world that we're, you know, where we are, where we're operating from in this place, in this realm? How do we stay grounded and how do we stay productive so that we can achieve some of those things that we feel we're here to do and make happen? And along with that, the whole theme or concept of focus and attention. I love the line, you know, where your attention goes, energy flows. There's a lot to that. I really believe that is largely how a lot of our life experiences work. So how do we tune out the noise, the chaos, but stay connected, you know, to the world, what people are experiencing and how life is going, but know how to focus our consciousness, our time, our energy in ways that work for us and that align and help us, right? It comes back to this life energy thing. How do we channel our life energy into this world in a way that serves the purpose that we're here to serve? If it's being of service to others, how do we bring our life energy into this world and channel it and focus it in a way that truly is of service to others, right? If we just say, I'm going to wake up and just give it all away, does that work? Or is that just, are you just getting distracted and dispersed and losing your power and your life energy in that process? And what's the alternative? You know, how are we going to focus ourselves, especially when so many things are shifting and changing in the landscape around us, the weather, our communities, how people are experiencing reality? There are a lot of reasons to believe that new things are going to keep coming to the surface, new truths, new understandings about our human history, new discoveries. All those things have been occurring for a long time, yes, but what happens when they start to occur more rapidly and where we don't have time maybe to process or even become aware of what's happening because things, so much is happening so quickly. How are we going to focus? How are we going to tune out the chaos and the noise? How do we support each other through those things? So that's another topic that I definitely look forward to talking with guests about. Speaking of guests, who will they be? Who are going to be the guests on the show? Who knows? I'm going to start with my network and my friends and people that I have worked with and known. I will broadly refer to this group as healers, helpers, and guides. So other energy workers, other people in the healing, that do healing modalities for themselves and others, and people that are maybe a little more in the role of guides, you know, shamans, psychics, tarot card readers, those kinds of people who are, you know, I see this all as healing work, but you know, maybe they don't see it that way. But that's the group that I'll probably reach out to first to have these conversations. Maybe it'll be easier because many of them may also sense this great change, you know, that we're all going through. But either way, whether they do or don't, I look forward to having those conversations. Another group, you know, I'm not fond of labels, but the other group that I'm looking forward to inviting and having these conversations with are, broadly, we will refer to them as creatives, the artists, musicians, and anyone really creating anything new or anything in this world that they're going through this effort, right? It's this, I'm sure there are many better words for this than I can come up with right now, but that journey of giving birth to something new in a time of great change. It's a lot to do anytime in life, But imagine the difference, right, between when things are stable, when the markets, when the economy, when the business world, when the landscape of health and wellness, when those things are maybe either a little static or growing at a predictable rate or changing it in a predictable way, when the volatility is perhaps better understood, it's a lot to create and bring something new into the world, literally including a child, right? Or even, you know, these personal ways that we're creating and growing in the world. But during times of great change like this, it's incredible. And I think we can all learn a lot from each other and help support each other as we talk about those things. And the last group I'll refer to are just other like-minded mystics, misfits, and malcontents. I attended an event here in Taos back in 2015, where locals would go up on the stage and just tell stories about life and their human experiences here in this particular place. And I believe the show was called Mystics, Misfits, and Malcontents. So I've loved that term ever since. And I think that'll be, you know, those are the kinds of people that we'll be hearing from. Outliers in life, outliers in statistics, people that diverge, people that take a different path. They may or may not be names that you would ever know or recognize. Of course, sometimes outliers and people that go their own way become very famous and well-known. Oftentimes they don't, but the underlying dynamics and patterns that we as humans go through, the experience that we go through, even to have the courage to go our own way, that's the dynamic. I think those are the ones we're really going to learn from at a time when the norms are breaking down, at a time when the mainstream doesn't even make sense anymore. Where do we turn? How do we learn? How do we grow, right? So I hope, A, that this actually recorded the way I think it did. And my hope is, you know, to bring this forward and to get it going. So thank you very much for listening, for your attention here. And if there's, you know, subscribe, tune in, come back, and let's see where we're at. Let's have these conversations and watch where this goes. It's going to be fun and interesting. So from my heart to yours, I thank you and I appreciate you.